Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 15th of September, the 258th day of 2025, allowing us 107 days to finish up this year and meet up with 2026. On Saturday, my son Gabriel will turn 48, an index of how long ago 1977 was. Happy birthday, Gabe. Gabe is a Mainer, but like many Mainers, he now lives in the hurricane land of Florida, instead of the once-in-a-blue-moon hurricane land of Maine, though we otherwise have no shortage of wind in Maine. Every year I contend with trees of mine that have been blown down by the wind. Sometimes they don't blow all the way down, and I'm left with what is known as a hanger, a tree that is caught in one or more other trees. Some hangers warrant more immediate attention than others, so that I always have a surplus of hangers on our property. Switching to hangars with an A, I think of Frank, a pilot friend of mine who says he loves the wind. "The wind is my friend," Frank will proclaim, after he's just landed gracefully in a 20-knot crosswind, the sort of conditions that grounds many pilots and keeps their airplanes in their hangars. And how about the wind of timeless lyrics in Irena Lara Silva's poem, Me Amo Viento? They announce us, Valentina Covarrubias, Montada, and Viento. My girl does not cower, does not wave or smile. Her face is proud and solemn, her shoulders are set back, her hands steady on the reins, her eyes stare at the crowds gathered all around us, as if to say, my name may be Valentina, but it should be Valiente. Her abuelo carved from me the old mesquite that stretched impossibly across the land of his rancho, singing all the while, Caballo Prieto, Azabache, Como il vedarte, te debo la vida, laughing as he changed the lyrics about Pancho Villa. And with his own hands he worked his dead horse's jet-black mane into the wood and made it mine. My girl is too young, they say, to compete on a flesh-and-blood horse. Her sixth birthday is still months away, but her heart is a warrior's heart. She trots and gallops for me and makes my name a true name. She dreams of me, loves me, believes in me. When we ride together, she is the wind. I am the wind. We are the wind. Today in 1890 in Torquay, Devonshire, England, Dame Agatha Mary Clarissa Christie, Lady Malawan, was born, and early on considered a career in opera, though in World War I she served as a volunteer nurse and pharmacist, while often discussing mysteries with her sister, who suggested Agatha write a mystery novel of her own. At the onset of the Great War, she had married the dashing military officer Archie Christie, who soon was sent to the continent to battle with rise through the ranks, but Agatha had meanwhile begun her first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, which featured a retired Belgian police detective called Hercule Poirot. Once published, the novel launched Agatha into a career in which she would write 66 detective novels and 14 short story collections, and become the best-selling fiction author of all time, according to Guinness World Records. Agatha Christie said of mystery writing, "The best time for planning a book is when you're doing the dishes." Every day we celebrate the beginning of a new life and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Marco Polo, James Fenimore Cooper, Ettore Bugatti, Roy Acuff, Fay Wray, Gene Batten, Nipsey Russell, Cannonball Adderley, Oliver Stone, Tommy Lee Jones, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, and Prince Harry. And of noteworthy historical significance today are the publishing in 1795 of Samuel Taylor Coleridge and William Wordsworth's Lyrical Ballads, the first work of the English Romantic movement. the discovery of penicillin in 1928 by Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming, and the debut on television channel ABC in 1949 of The Lone Ranger, starring Clayton Moore as the renegade lawman and Jay Silverheels as Tonto. Heavenward tomorrow morning and the next morning before dawn, our waning crescent moon will appear in the eastern sky with the bright planet Jupiter and the bright twin stars Castor and Pollux of the constellation Gemini, along with the bright star Procyon nearby. Slightly after dawn, look for our waning crescent moon to keep company with the bright planet Venus, the bright star Regulus, and the Beehive star cluster. And this past week, the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry announced the official start of the 2025 foliage season, providing this initial long-range forecast on its website, mainefoliage.com. Although this summer's drought may temper vibrancy and shorten the season in some areas, Maine will still deliver beautiful colors statewide. Weather in the coming weeks will play the biggest role as cool nights, warmer, sunny days, and shorter daylight drive the color change. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 13th and therefore ultimate week of summer and the 38th week of 2025. Happy birthday, Gabe, and keep the faith.